9099 or text 50411, because preventing terrorism is everybody's business.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
Today on Off the Shelf, we go back with industry guests after having had a streak of government guests on Off the Shelf. I'll introduce our guest here in a moment. It's going to be a very good show today, particularly if you want to know what's going on in the federal marketplace and how to you make use of it for your company needs. In the meantime, I want to give you a heads up on some things that are happening in the world of government procurement, specifically in the Coalition. The Coalition's annual fall conference, November 2nd and 3rd at the McLean Hilton, featuring, among others, Steve Kempf, the commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. We will have some programs from real live lawyers to tell you what you really need to do to stay on the right side of those jail cell bars. Other things going on, including a specially themed Green Day. No, not the rock group, but a Green Day on sustainable procurement on November 3rd. Find out everything you need to know about the fall conference at thecgp.org. That's thecgp.org. And you can register right there online, Coalition Now Live into the 21st Century. My guest this half hour on Off the Shelf is Carrie Coogan. Carrie, in addition to being a repeat offender on Off the Shelf, is Vice President for Consulting at the firm of Fed Sources, Inc. Carrie Coogan, welcome back to Off the Shelf.
Thanks again, Larry. It's good to be here.
Well, I know how much you enjoy doing this, Carrie, and I appreciate you making yourself available. You know, we've been working on this. To our listeners who don't know, Carrie's been hounding me since the last time she was on to come back, so we finally decided we'd let her. Let's talk a little bit about the macro part of the federal market right now, Carrie. How is the commercial economic downturn, what's going on in the commercial market, affecting what's going on in the federal market? The two sometimes are described as counter-cyclical, but is that the case now? What is it that you're seeing?
Well, typically it is countercyclical, but because the economic downturn or the recession is lasting longer than and what anyone expected, even with the stimulus and all the other incentives that have been put in place by the Obama administration, there are more than 8,400 new companies registered in CCR last month. Now, for those who are not familiar with CCR, to actually be paid by the government, you can do work for the government, but to be paid by the government, you must be actually registered, physically registered in CCR. And so these are potential primes. So we have been seeing these numbers, over 8,000 per month, for a good 6 months now. And what's interesting, when we were doing some analytics on this data and actually looking at CCR, one of the things we also realized is, while there are, you know, companies new and old, big and small, one of the things that we realized was over 320 of them last month had just been in existence since January of this year. That's a big statistic.
It is a big statistic. And what do you attribute that to, Carrie? Is that, do you think, a result of not just the sluggishness of many segments of the commercial market, but is there some fallout impact from the Recovery Act? What do you hold that up to?
I totally agree with you. I think it's more than a single prong. I think it's at least two prong reason why we're seeing this. One, these commercial companies they're trying to shore up their commercial sales, if not just U.S. but what we're seeing is globally as well. Once again, as I was saying, big and small, everything from janitorial, IT, product sales, you name it, these companies are now looking to the government. Also, the Recovery Act, while majority of that money has already been spent, those companies, those commercial companies who thought they could kind of slug it through, hoping that the recession would be really over by now and we would see a significant turnaround, these companies still have that Recovery Act in mind. It's in the back of their mind. And so they're thinking, well, didn't give it a shot a year ago, 18 months ago. Maybe we have this next quarter coming up. Obviously, things aren't getting any better. Let's take a look at it now.
So you've got the whole group of new market entries. You've got at a time of where the government market itself may not be robustly expanding, at least not as it was historically over the last 15 years or so, but still a good marketplace to be. So you've got new market entries that are eager beavers, eager to figure out what's going on. Some of them we know will be successful. Others will have some challenges. But the other side of that coin is, wait a minute, there are already a lot of government contractors already. Beltway bandits, for example, that are used to doing government business, and that's what their business is all about. How are these changes impacting them?
Well, it's really interesting because we are seeing not only these small entrants to the marketplace, but we're seeing these larger commercial companies contemplate into getting into the game. So let's talk about that first for a minute, and then we'll talk about the other side of the guys who are already there. Why this is kind of a game changer is because it is a C-level decision. And so when you're getting to these larger commercial companies, it requires a great deal of resources for them to get started and actually decide to physically enter that federal marketplace. But once they are here and once they've made that investment, typically what we've noticed is they're here to stay. And we have this consulting practice and we're constantly working with clients that we've had relationships with for 4 or 5 years, as well as these new clients who come to the table and need some help. And if we use that as an example, we have this $4.5 billion company that recently came to us over the summer, very savvy company, a global company, and they had decided because of the global economic downturn that they were going to potentially use the federal government as a new industry segment. What's interesting about that is they weren't just thinking about the federal space, but they were thinking about globally across the continents. They were thinking of everything from India to, you know, what's over in Europe, Canada, Mexico, as well as U.S. And what they were thinking of is, okay, if we're going to start supporting the government, what are the best places around the globe in which to do that? What's interesting about it is the commercial companies cringe at first. They really do, because here they've got, you know, if you look at the U.S. federal market compared to their commercial sales, yeah, the margins are typically lower. They really are, because a lot of these contracts are only support maybe 8 or 9% margin. Commercially, of course, they're used to seeing margins in the 20% range and up. There's longer lead times in terms of sales. They've got to get on these contract vehicles that most of the time they've never heard of. I mean, how many times, Larry, have you been asked, so what's a GSA schedule or what's a GWAC?
A lot of times, and to your point, Carrie, a lot of times by people who are otherwise very savvy commercial market customers, and it's kind of a confounding thing. I'm sure we can talk about this today. When you get a company that is used to doing commercial market business and is very successful at it, thinking they're going to be an overnight sensation in the government market does not always come to fruition. And we're talking about that government market this half hour with Carrie Coogan. Carrie is Vice President of Consulting with Federal Sources, Inc. When we come back, I want to continue my discussion about the current federal climate with Carrie, particularly budgetary changes and their impact on spending, right here on Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Every government agency has a distinct mission, yet they all share a common vision: to better serve the American people. And it's been the determination of every federal employee that's made this vision a reality and our country what it is today. The strategy and technology consultants of Booz Allen Hamilton are proud to have helped government clients meet their missions and prouder still to continue providing support. Today, Booz Allen's 20,000 dedicated professionals have the expertise, the experience, and the solutions to help you continue adapting to ever-changing public service pressures while achieving your goals. So whether you're responding to today's demands or looking beyond the horizon, count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Booz Allen Hamilton, delivering results that endure. BoozAllen.com. That's BoozAllen.com.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your most humble host here every Tuesday at this time on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, where we bring you the incredibly, indescribably, unimaginably loyal listener in government and industry, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. We would not bring you anything stale here on Off the Shelf. I want to remind you that to keep us fresh, we're relying on your feedback. If you have an idea for a show topic, a guest that you'd like to see us interview, perhaps you have a question for my guest today, Carrie Coogan, or even me, by now you know where to reach us. Find us at offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. Keep those cards and letters coming. We love to hear from you. As I mentioned, my guest today is Carrie Coogan. Carrie's Vice President of Consulting with the firm of Fed Sources, Inc. And we were talking about budget and what's going on in the federal market as we went into that last break. Carrie, one of the things we were covering was not just new market entries, but established government contractors, sometimes called Beltway Bandits. What is going on that is affecting the Beltway Bandits these days? We mentioned a lot of new market entries. We mentioned some people who think they're going to be overnight sensations. Are established firms having any easier of a time in this marketplace?
No, they're certainly not. They're facing a continuous squeeze. You know, winning new business and expanding their federal footprint is becoming more and more difficult. The recompetes that we're seeing are being taken much more seriously and are becoming really must-wins. They're must-haves. It's interesting because I remember even 3 years ago when helping with, you know, client pipeline development and making sure they had their focus, we would stumble across, an opportunity that was already theirs. They were, of course, going to be recompeting it in the next, year to 18 months. And we would turn to them and ask them, did they need any support, with that recompete? Because, of course, a lot of what we do is primary research. We reach out to the government program managers, COTARs, key champions of some of these initiatives, and really talk to them. But we talk to them under the Fed Sources Consulting name. A lot of times, years ago, they would say, no, we know this client really well. We know everything there is about their office, where they want to go, what they want to do with it. We've got excellent relationships with them. We don't need any help. Well, it's really, really interesting because just working with a number of systems integrators over the summer, more often than not, we were asked, you know what? Yes, we have been we are the incumbent on this contract, but would you mind supporting us on this? Would you mind asking a few questions under the radar? Would you mind actually talking to even some of our team members and get their gut feeling? So because it's such a must win, they don't just think they've got it covered anymore. And I think actually that's what's driving, everyone asked me, so what's driving all this protest behavior? You know, Larry, I'm sure you're aware the number of protests is through the roof.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I honestly think because of the squeeze these companies are experiencing and because they are must wins, and when they don't win, I really don't think some of them have much to lose. And this is almost now a secondary strategy. If we lose this recompete, well, why don't we throw? Let's see if we can cook up a protest. What do you think? Do you agree with that?
Oh, I totally agree with that. I think that particularly for larger projects where the company, if it's publicly held, the stock price rises or falls. If it's privately held, individual careers and business units rise and fall on the success or failure of a particular bid. So there's a little downside risk to protesting on some of these things.
Yeah, it used to be a real black mark to protest.
And in fact, I see some of my member companies, depending on the industry segment, still being more reluctant to protest than they probably should be. Bottom line is they've got a legitimate business interest to protect, and it's okay if they exercise some due diligence in that. As you point out, it doesn't usually have any repercussions that it perhaps was associated with years back.
Yeah, exactly. Many feel really they have nothing to lose by trying, and that's why I think we're going to see some of this protest behavior continue on for the next year to 18 months anyway. But what's interesting is we have worked to support the financial analyst community over the years and in the past, and we still have a number of alliances and friendlies in that industry. And you mentioned stock price, and that's interesting because we talk to these analysts who you know basically support this industry. You know, they're watching the public companies such as Northrop Grumman, SAIC, CSC, you know, those systems integrators. And what's interesting is one of the things that has been popping up is that we've noticed ourselves even is that the backlog that's supporting these large systems integrators, it's not growing like it was. And it takes a lot to support all that. And when you see some of these stock prices falling a little bit, as we've seen in the last even 2 weeks or so, I honestly think that keeping that backlog steady has been really tough. And because these, you know, there's not a lot of new requirements out there on the IT side, the recompetes are ending up being must wins. Even some of these commercial players are starting to dabble for the first time. And as a result, I think we're seeing a decline in some share price.
Decline in some share price, and some people who are feeling the brunt of such things, carry is insourcing, even though Secretary Gates from the Department of Defense has been quoted as saying they're going to ramp down their insourcing activities. I don't know that anybody believes that government-wide that insourcing is going to stop being a phenomenon. If you are historically a successful larger government contractor, congratulations. The positions that your people are performing are probably the ones that are first in line for insourcing in some cases. On top of that, as I mentioned, Carrie, budgetary changes, particularly as a result of some of the shifts of priorities that the current administration has, are having an impact on day-to-day procurement. Is that something that your clients are seeing?
Absolutely. But it's interesting, you know, insourcing isn't just even those contracts where we typically call them, you know, butts in seats, where they're performing individual tasks day in and day out. But we're also seeing insourcing show up in more white collar jobs, such as like more scientific jobs, you know, doctors and nurses and those kind of things. So when you think of insourcing, actually, it's more even widespread than you think. There are a number of contracts potentially at risk.
Number of contracts at risk. It's a tight budgetary climate for companies. We mentioned that you have also a lot of new market entries, particularly companies that maybe when commercial climates are warmer don't pay much attention to the government market, but they are today. On top of that, you have a new regulatory regime, which we have not covered today, but we've covered on other segments of Off the Shelf. When you put it all into this soup of the federal market, it becomes a marketplace where the types of services that my guest today provide are particularly essential in order to keep your company ahead of the game. My guest is Carrie Coogan, Vice President of Consulting for Federal Sources, Inc. When we come back, I'm going to continue my conversation with Carrie, particularly why she thinks people are excited about the federal market in 2012. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What do successful small, medium, and large federal contractors, including two-thirds of the top 100, have in common? Membership in the Coalition for Government Procurement. Successful federal contractors know they get the information edge they need on developing acquisition trends and an effective voice to protect their interests from coalition membership. For nearly 30 years, the coalition's been the trusted voice of industry, working with federal officials to promote common sense procurement. Know what the best know. Join the coalition today to protect and grow your company's business. Contact the coalition at 202-331-0975 or visit their website at thecgp.org. That's 202-331-0975 or thecgp.org. Don't be left wondering what will happen to your federal business in 2009. Contact the Coalition today.
And welcome back here to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and your host here every Tuesday at this precise time on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, where we bring you the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. I want to remind everybody that we have the Coalition's Fall Conference coming up November 2nd and 3rd. And of course, on November 1st, if you're not a saint, maybe you can be an excellent partner. That's the Excellence in Partnership Awards. Find out everything you need to know about participating in both the awards dinner and the fall conference at thecgp.org. That's thecgp.org. Or if you don't feel like looking it up, you can call Melissa King at the Coalition. Melissa can be reached at 202-331-0975. She's absolutely thrilled every time I give her name out on the radio, but you can call her and ask her about those events. That's why she's there. My guest this half hour is Carrie Coogan. Carrie, Vice President of Consulting for Federal Sources, Inc. We're talking this half hour about what's going on in the federal market. Carrie and her group work with dozens of companies that are doing business in this marketplace, trying to figure out where the opportunities are, where their company's offerings fit, things of that nature. And as I mentioned, going into that last break, and as Carrie mentioned herself, increasingly companies, even the ones that are established, are looking for that leg up. So take note, those out there listening. These are some good insights that you can get just by listening to Off the Shelf. So, Carrie Coogan, what are some of the pain points these days that your clients are seeing? We talked about tight budgets. I alluded to tight regulations right as we went into that break. What are you seeing that are pain points? And more importantly, how do companies like yours, how do the services you provide help relieve that pain?
Well, I think the biggest pain point that we're seeing is the result of everything we talked about earlier. It all comes to a head, and for that, for most folks, is pipeline support. Their teams need to spend all their effort closing qualified leads and chasing the right programs, aligning themselves with the new administration's own goals. And that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of work on the back end before you can establish that relationship and start working with your potential new client, which would be, you know, an agency within the federal government. So that's actually where we get the bulk of the pain points right now is to support all that. They need to make sure that they're partnering and teaming well more than ever. So not only do we qualify those opportunities by getting, you know, not only finding them, mapping them to your core competencies, looking at some potential adjacencies for you, and you know, discerning which are the best for your team to potentially, close in the future. But the second thing is partnering. We all know that one of the new administration's goals is to support small business. And we're seeing, you know, more and more of these small business goals being woven into these potential new, you know, these new new opportunities for you. So what we're finding is the larger companies, even though they've got the qualifications and sometimes even the footprint to do the work, you know, what's been an old need in the past, you think it's going to be a very simple recompete. Potentially, it's a multiple award contract. What we're finding is more and more that's tweaking into even if not having entirely going out to a small business prime, but at least have a small business component to it. So partnering and teaming is even more necessary than before.
It's really all about making your company stand out in the marketplace, isn't it? As we alluded to, with all the things that are going on, that's particularly important now.
Really, it really is, and let's just use this one segment of the federal government as an example. Marketing communications companies, you know, the government, believe it or not, needs a lot of support in marketing and communications across the different agencies, depending where your mission is. You know, there's a number of initiatives every year that meet those requirements, and one of the things that we've noticed, we have a handful of marketing communication clients that we support from time to time. And what we've noticed is with the small business challenges and that being a goal of the government, some industries are getting squeezed more than others. Some of their opportunities are going more and more to small business, which is great for small business. But if that's not you, it really does require some additional insight. You need to get in front of it, perhaps, and shape the opportunity early on. Or you have to have some not tactical relationships with some partners, small business partners, but you actually have to come up with some strategic partnerships to go after some things together so that you're both winners.
So if your company's listening up, this is somebody who knows what she's talking about. She can. These are the types of things they do for their firms, and they're the types of things that you need to know about if you're going to be successful in this market. Carrie, as I alluded to going in that last break, you're bullish on 2012. Tell us a little bit about why you think that is a good horizon point for federal government business and what some of the things are people can might be able to begin to plan for.
Well, the new budget coming out in February is actually considered very exciting because we've heard that there are a number of new IT initiatives on the books. The 26 high-risk IT programs across the federal government, that new list that just came out, Kundra, the federal CIO, is taking a proactive role in identifying the challenges. But I think those challenges, if not overcome, they will be thought through. And I think the recent review of those high-risk IT programs will really create a driver for agencies, and they will get started on some new initiatives, really think about what they're going to do moving forward. Of course, with the continuing resolution, a lot of these civilian agencies have been on hold, kind of in a holding pattern for the last couple of years. I honestly think that 2012 is emphasizing the need for better efficiency. So if you can express your need how you map to that and how you can show them how to be better efficient, I honestly think you'll be a winner in this market moving forward.
So some good opportunities moving forward for 2012. 2011, of course, not totally out the door, but I think as Carrie alluded to, we'll probably see 2011 start in a very similar manner to 2010, which is unless you're DOD or DHS, you're probably not going to have your appropriations on time. I would guess you probably won't have them until the 2011 calendar year, but that's just me. We'll have to see. Carrie, one last thing I wanted to mention. Your group moved back downtown Washington earlier this year to be closer to some firms that provide some synergies to yours and to start to leverage some collective knowledge base for the benefit of your clients. Tell us a little bit about that. How's it working out, real quick?
Yeah, in the middle of the February snowstorm, actually, my group moved from Tyson's, where Fed Sources has been located for a number of years. We just moved our piece downtown alongside, co-located with WMG, our parent company, of course. The two consulting houses are now together, all on the same floor, and we found that there has been wonderful synergies as a result. It's been a wonderful move for us, and it definitely, while it took thought, to put together and to move the team, I think it was well worthwhile.
Well, I think that's terrific, and it also shows that not just consulting companies offer advice, they also sometimes take their own advice by developing synergies in teams. Carrie Coogan, you've been a great guest here on Off the Shelf. I want to thank you for coming back. Look forward to having you again. She's speechless, but which Carrie does not know is that I'm actually going to invite her to be the guest host one week when I'm on vacation, so she can sit on my side of the mic and control the board. You're very powerful over here. I'm Larry Allen. I want to thank you, our loyal listeners, for dialing in this half hour to Off the Shelf. Join us again here next week as we continue our discussions in the world of commercial solutions procurement right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.